Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. It's good to be back on the live devotions. If you've been following, you may have noticed, may not have noticed, but the last few have been pre-recorded as I had a chance to get away with my family for fall break and enjoyed some time in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, beautiful fall colors, and it's good to be back, and even it's good to be gone. And so life is good, and God is good. We're talking and praying this week about humility, a popular subject, one that we know we need, at least if we spend much time gazing into God's Word, but one that's difficult, because it seems so often that, well, the way life is structured, that if we don't promote ourselves, if we don't have some level of pride or arrogance, that we just get walked all over. But then we look at the examples of people like Jesus, people like the disciples, like Paul, like Peter, who used what God wanted in them to be used by God in a great way. And today we want to focus in on serving with humility. Kind of go hand in hand. It's not easy. I'm not sure if it's even possible to serve well without a level of humility. So we can serve, we can fake it. But to serve like God wants us to, Acts 20, verse 19, says, I served the Lord with great humility and with tears, although I was severely tested by the plots of the Jews. Sometimes when we face opposition, when we face difficulties, what we're made of is really put to the test. That was the case for the Apostle Paul. It was the case for Jesus. Do I stick with it? Do I continue doing what God wants me to do? Do I continue treating people the way I should treat people? And here we find that this continual serving with humility. Through tears. It wasn't easy. I think sometimes we get the idea in our mind, I'm hoping nobody's telling us that, that if we do what God wants us to do, it'll be easy. In the big picture, it's easier than not doing what God wants us to do, but it includes hardship. It includes difficulty. It includes opposition. And so we find Paul serving the Lord with humility through tears. There were times I remember as a young boy going out in the early morning to do chores, to feed the cattle at that time. And it was dark, and I'd have to climb up into the haymow, and I was as terrified of heights and afraid of the dark and all of the things that go through children's minds. And I would be crying, and the tears would be streaming down my face because I didn't want to be there because it was frightening. But I knew I had to. I knew what was expected of me. I knew what my responsibilities were. And I served, I think now, looking back and understanding what God says that looks like, I served the Lord through tears. I was serving my parents, being obedient to them, learning a great many lessons that I need in life. And when we live a life obedient to God, there will be times where we're serving through tears. We don't really want to, but we know we should. We know we ought to. We do it because we love the one that's asked us to. And yet, the opposition, the fear, the difficulty brings tears to our eyes, to our mind. And it's in those moments, I believe, that our humility is weighed. It's not all that difficult to serve when things go well, when we get the pats on the back, when people like what we're doing, when it's easy, when everyone's agreeable. You know, to volunteer to serve ice cream at an ice cream social, oh yeah, you may get people that think you ought to go faster, or this or that, I suppose, but most of the time, people are very appreciative, they're very thankful, they're very cooperative. At least the ice cream socials I've been to. Serving in those manners, when people like what you're doing and you're doing something that no one thinks you have to, well, they're a little easier. But serving your neighbor, serving your coworker, serving your fellow students, serving your teacher, serving your students, serving your boss, serving your spouse, serving fellow church members, serving your enemies. Oops. Start meddling here pretty soon. See, all things, all groups, all peoples that God says we ought to be serving with humility. And we look to the example, and God's word says that if we find any comfort in our relationship with Jesus, any encouragement from knowing him, anything good, then we should make his joy complete by having the same mind of Jesus who humbled himself and took on the form of a servant and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And so we learn to serve with humility, by looking to the needs of others as more important than our own. To realize that doing so represents the nature of Jesus. I remember as a child coming across the verse that talked about heaping coals of fire upon your enemy's head. And I thought that was the neatest thing until I read the context. The context is that you're doing good for your enemy. You're serving your enemy. You're giving them a cup of cold water if that's what's needed. And in so doing, you heap coals of fire upon his head. And I remember reading that, and like I said, when I first read that verse, it was like, wow. And then as I read around it, it's like, well, wait a minute. That's not what I wanted. But that's what God wants. We serve with humility, regardless of opposition, regardless of difficulty, because it's who we are, and because it's who we belong to. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us, Your love has not only given us what we need in order to do the things that you've called us to do, but you've given us the example through Jesus of how to serve with humility. How to serve with humility when the crowds are applauding and cheering and wanting everything to go your way. But also how to serve with humility when the crowds are yelling, "Crucify him." And all of those moments of life in between where Jesus took on flesh, became one of us, set aside for a time so much so that he could serve. He would face opposition, he would face difficulty, he would face cruelty. He would face the cross and still serve. We find guys like the apostles and who were motivated by the power of the resurrection to share the good news of Jesus, even when people said, "Don't do that." Even when sharing the good news of Jesus brought about ridicule, brought about mocking, brought about beatings, brought about imprisonment. And yet they served in humility. And so God, today, help us to learn to set aside pride, to set aside arrogance, to set aside our self-importance so that we can serve like we ought to serve. And when things are difficult and things seem stacked up against us, that we can continue to serve. Forgive us of those times where we try to pull rank or try to make ourselves to be something greater than what we are. May we take comfort in your promise that you lift up the humble. And so, as we serve with humility, may Jesus be represented. May our words, our actions, our listening, our very life show forth a caring for people that helps them to see Jesus more clearly. And our words about Jesus, the message of Jesus, even when it faces opposition, may we remain steadfast in it, all while sharing with that humility that desires more people to know you. And God, today, as we have opportunity, as you help us to see the needs around us, may we serve the Lord with humility. And in so doing, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.